Bill Gates is a fucking hunk, and if you don't think so, you're a terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2021. That's what I said. 2021 is here, and we thought 2020 was crazy, but 2021, it's going to take me a while to get used to saying that, is destined to be another crazy year. And it's because true love is dead. True love has died. It's gone. It's dead. It's out the window. It doesn't exist anymore. The fairy tale lives that you think exist in this world aren't true. They're just, it's a fabrication. It's not real. Love is dead.
Love is not dead.
Can I finish what I'm saying? And it's gone. And Prince Charming doesn't exist. And love doesn't exist. It's gone. It's out the window. And that was demonstrated today, or yesterday, rather. I'm a day late. Sorry, ancient news at this point. But Bill Gates is divorcing Melinda, the poster child couple for America. Ooh. You guys have the royal family. We have Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. That's how it works. That's the royal family to us, right? We have this dork and his wife who have this foundation who they do God knows what. They shoot African children with diseases and call it a vaccine and put microchips in people and they say, hey, we were fixing you. And we have a foundation that we launder money through.
No.
I don't know what that foundation does. I don't think anyone actually knows. They just go, oh, Bill Gates, fine, fuck it, whatever. And they don't care. But their love doesn't exist anymore. They're not in love anymore. They're divorcing. Aww. True love is dead.
No.
And this is being shown. You know, British people, royal family's dead with everything with your stupid, weird fucking family. And then the royal family here, which is Bill and Melinda Gates, is dead. It's done. Bill Gates is on Bumble now. And if that's not the weirdest thing in the world to you, get a fucking grip. It's weird. Getting divorced at what? 20? How old is he? 73?
I don't know. They've been married for 27 years.
That's not actually very long because he's old as shit.
Yeah, but remember that they met when he was a bit older and wasn't she out of college?
That's expected from a dork. Who didn't hit success till a later age, like Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos has his wife for what, 20 something years,
yeah.
And then he gets all fucking Lex Luthery and rich and hot and rich mostly, and he meets Lauren Sanchez, big titted, you know, volleyball girl player from high school. Who's like, oh hey, I like you for your personality and your looks and your wonky lazy eye. And he's like, oh well, that's great. I haven't had attention from a hot girl ever in my life. And then he divorces his wife, leaves her in the dust after he becomes a billionaire. And Bill Gates seems to be doing the same thing. However, Bill Gates is much older. At least I think he is. Can you look up how old Bill Gates is real quick?
Sure.
He's an old dusty geezer. And that's a weird thing for me. I don't know. Like, why would you get divorced at that point? What's the point of getting divorced at that age?
65.
65. Okay. I'm sorry, Bill. Didn't mean to
Melinda
hurt your feels.
56.
56. All right. So that's what? 9 years? I can do math. 9 years age difference. So not that weird. I think 10 years is about the max, although everyone says it's half your age plus 7. But at that age, I mean, come on. That doesn't really apply. He's going back into the dating pool? Like, how does this work?
I mean, there's going to be so many women after him.
Well, but he's a handsome fellow.
questionable.
Bill Gates is a fucking hunk. And if you don't think so, you're a terrorist. Bill Gates is hot. Look at that man. Look at that guy. He's about as sexy as they come. Look at that man's face. That is just raw masculinity right there. He looks like an egg that has been left out on the counter for too long after you hard boiled it. He's something else. He looks like a guy who invented computers. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill, what is the point? What are you doing? What could possibly... Okay, I get it. The sex. All right, great. You can bang some younger chicks because they definitely love you for your looks because you're a handsome hunk of a man. But really, dude? You're married for how long? Would you say 27
years?
27 years. 27 years. You're leaving your wife because do you have another 15, 20 years left? Actually, he's probably drinking the blood of children, so he'll probably live to be 100 or something like that. But still... What kind of quality of life is that? Divorcing at 65, 66, whatever. And how do the kids feel? How do his 40-year-old kids feel? Yeah. Hey, my dad's getting divorced. Rough time. Hey, that's weird. Oh, and his grandkids. Your grandpa's getting divorced.
This is definitely his new profile picture.
What is he looking at there? Is that a vape he's holding? What is that? A stylus?
Hey, ladies, come get me.
Bill Gates loves peach puff bars.
Peach puff bars.
What is he holding there? Maybe that's a weed pen. I don't know. Bill Gates has been around since my entire life, obviously. He's been a dork my entire life, obviously. And I just don't understand these billionaires getting divorced. Well, I do. Because let's look at him there. Look at those glasses. What a fucking loser. Now, I will say, loser in the sense of high school, dork, whatever. He did invent computers or whatever the hell. He's a smart man. I'll give him credit for that. He's a multi-billionaire. Good for you. But is it really good for you? Let's dissect this a little bit. Is it really good for you if you're getting divorced at 66? Is your life really in perfect fucking shape if you're getting divorced at 66? Like, your life's in shambles, dude. And that's a pattern I'm noticing with these billionaires. And the two billionaires I'm talking about are Bezos and Bill Gates. Their life's a mess. So, and we had this conversation the other day. I think money buys you happiness. Well, it doesn't buy you happiness in the true sense of what happiness is. And that could be something that's debated for years on end. But it does make you happy. Money makes you happy. And I won't argue with that if it's used in the right ways and if you appreciate it, all that sort of thing. When you get to the type of wealth that Bill Gates is at, which is God money, I mean, you can do whatever you want, anytime you want, anywhere you want. You are a supreme being, essentially. You are a god among men. You have more money than, I'd say, 0.00000001% of the population's ever had.
Yeah.
You kind of lose sight of what real life is, and your life becomes a messy cobweb. And then you start poisoning children in Africa and putting microchips into people and divorcing your wife at 66.
What do you reckon, like, the divorce payout is going to be?
A lot. If I had to guess, I would guess a lot.
Is it more than Bezos?
I would estimate a lot. More than Bezos. I don't think, no. Because they said we're splitting up. So it sounded amicable. But with Bezos, it was like, no, fuck you, bitch. I cheated on you with a hotter girl with big tits. With Bill Gates, it sounded like a split. But she's going to get a lot of money. He probably said, here, have a billion. If someone said that to me, I'd go, all right, fine. All right, it's not 2 billion, but guess what?
Oh, here we go. The big stakes in the Gates divorce, 49.7 billion.
That's it? What's he worth?
That's it? Are you joking?
Yes, Beth, I'm joking. This is a comedy show. God. Thank you. That was funny, and here's where the joke went. Right over your head.
Oh.
27 years of marriage is not a short time. I've never been married. Maybe I never will get married.
You bloody well will.
Well, we'll see how the engagement goes.
No.
But I can imagine 27 years with the same person. You gotta, I mean, he's gotta be either tempted by some younger chick or just absolutely miserable. I can't imagine it's the latter. I can't imagine he's sitting there on a daily basis like, you know what, you fucking, she's sitting there eating her porridge in the morning just like, hey, Bill, how's your morning?
She said porridge.
Yeah, because you're British and that's how you talk. And she's eating her porridge and hey, Bill, how's your morning? And he's like, shut up. I hate your stupid voice. I cringe when you talk. She's like, well, that's not very nice, honey. And he's like, I'm a billionaire. I could have anyone I wanted. In fact, you know what it probably was? It was probably some young secretary who's after his money. He comes into work every day. He's like, hello, Courtney. And Courtney's his assistant is like, oh, hi, Bill. You know what's crazy to me, Bill, is you could have any woman you want. And she's this hot chick, like some Brazilian girl who's 27 years old.
Brazilian called Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an American Brazilian. Okay. And he's typing on his Windows 2040, whatever kind of computers they use at Microsoft. And she's like, you could have any. And she talks like this. She's not like, oh, you could have any woman you want. She's like, Bill, you could have any woman, seriously, any woman you want. And you, it's just crazy to me. Your marriage is so cute. It was probably after an anniversary or something. And Bill's like, woman I want. Why am I with, her name's Melinda. Melinda's not a name that ages well. Have you ever seen an older lady and you're like, Melinda doesn't look too bad for her age? No, Melinda's like a woman with curly short hair who makes sugar cookies and has 1,900 grandkids and frankly feeds them too much and feeds herself a little too much.
Melinda?
Yeah.
No, I think she's quite hot.
Okay, well, once again, joke. Oh. Ruining my jokes. Thanks, Beth.
Sorry.
Ruining my jokes. You can let the laughs play out all the way if you're going to do that. All
right, then.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone else listening, for getting my jokes. Beth's just purposely not understanding them to lampoon me. And you, okay, well, I was talking about the name Melinda.
Oh, right, okay, not actually her. I've got a client called
Melinda. No, not actually her. I don't know Melinda Gates. But it's dead. I mean, true love is dead. If you can't have a marriage over 27 years, like what, at what point? I'm just curious. At what point in the marriage, you've been married 27 years, you go, you know what? That's it. Like, what was the final straw for Bill? What was the final straw for her, for that matter? What was the final straw?
I reckon it was because he's never going to retire. She was thinking, maybe one day we'll just sit on by an island in the Maldives.
Or maybe she found out he was poisoning African children and implanting microchips in people.
Or that.
Or maybe he just wasn't going down on her enough. We don't know. We don't know. And I don't know that we're ever going to know the correct reasons for this. But true love's dead?
No.
It's dead.
I don't believe this.
This was a fairy tale.
How dare you say that when we've just got
it. It was a fairy tale relationship.
You're a hot rebel to me.
Let's call the joke, Beth. Please roll with the jokes.
Okay.
But it's devastating. Sorry, Bill. I mean, and if that's not a more, like, clearer picture of that, like, you can be as rich as you want, but you're not actually going to have satisfaction. I'm about having, like, normal, fun, regular people life. And we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago. I don't like fancy-smancy rich shit. I don't fit in with that culture. You know why? Because it's stupid. You heard me. It's stupid. Super rich people culture is too niche. I don't like it. I want to be kind of normal. I want to be kind of normal, and I want to have a normal marriage that lasts 79 years. 27 years is for pussies, if you ask me. 27 years? My parents were married longer than that. Bill, you stupid dork. Loser. Yeah, I invented Microsoft. Good for you. Well, you're divorced, and your grandkids now have a divorced grandparent. Sorry, this is probably a sensitive topic for some people. I don't know if some people have grandparents who got divorced at 66. If you did, I'm sorry. All I'm saying is I have questions for you, Bill. I have questions. And this is a comedy podcast, people. We're joking here. If you take these two things too seriously, get a life and maybe stop listening. If I can't make fun of Bill Gates' sham of a marriage, then what are we even doing? You're a billionaire and you just got divorced. You pathetic man. Oh. Fix it. Put some effort in. I know nothing about his personal life. And if Bill Gates is listening to this, I didn't mean any of it. I'm sorry. Maybe we should hang out sometime. I would love to play golf with you, and you can invest in my business ideas, and maybe just invest in me, and I will actually take a loan of your money, interest-free. And I wouldn't mind just holding on to it for a bit, if you are listening, Bill. So just call me. Hit me up. You know where to find me. What are you timing out for?
At the 15-minute mark.
Well, okay. I didn't ask you to do that.
I said that I'd do it.
Well, I didn't want you to do that. Well, that's all I really want to talk about today. Well, there is one more thing, actually. Someone messaged me. Michael Whitfield messaged me and said, Matt should talk about this. And the only reason I'm talking about it is because it's the least surprising thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life on this earth. And it was an article, and the article said, Hitler, here we go! Here we go! We're bringing up Hitler! Yeah, sorry to blindside you with that. You're sitting there in your car, you're on your way to work, and you're like, oh, I hope Matt doesn't bring up Hitler today. He's already shitting on people who got divorces and Bill Gates, and I was having a nice day until he started trashing the institution of marriage and dorks, and then he had to bring up Hitler. So here we go. The article said Hitler liked to get peed on during sex. Oops!
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Nice one, babe.
Thank you.
Good timing. And he also had sex with his cousin or something?
Niece.
Niece! Jackpot. Even better. And I looked at this article and I said, hey, that sounds about right. That's what I said to myself. I go, sounds about right. Hey, tell me something less surprising than Hitler likes to get peed on. He was on meth 99% of the time. They had to shoot him with meth, and they would feed him bull semen. And that's true.
Ew.
I didn't make that up. You think I'm embellishing the story? I'm not. Hitler was a psychopath, if you don't remember from history class. So it's within the realm of possibility that he's into some weird, kinky shit. Yeah, Hitler. Hey, Hitler liked to get peed on. Okay. Sounds about right.
Wow.
He's Hitler. Like, why do we still talk about this? And how do we know this? Who found out this information? Did he make sex tapes? Or are we going off of the word of random people? What does it say in that article? I don't even know.
It's basically saying that he had a 6-year relationship with his niece, who was then killed at the age of 23, and they think that it could have been him that murdered her.
How did she get murdered?
I think she was shot in the chest.
Well, heavy. Here we go! And that's what you get with listening to this show. Hey, here we go! You guys signed up for this, and this is the kind of stuff we talk about. Getting shot in the chest, Hitler getting peed on, Bill Gates is a dork.
Yeah, she got shot in the chest. At his apartment.
Okay, so he 100% did it.
Yeah.
Hey. How do we know this, by the way? What's the source, and what is this? It's a UK site. So your people are spewing this.
Yeah, we love shit like this. Apparently, there's a documentary on Sky, which is like the UK, I don't know, Hulu or whatever, about his sex life.
Fun. How do we get this info? That's really what I'm curious for. Like, I get it. People can talk about it. But, like, how do the historians, the ones who write the books, the people, the sources, where are they coming from? That's what I want to know. Was it one person who's like, you know, the war's over, whatever. And some of the Germans escaped to Argentina. They're running around down there. They're having a grand old time. They're like, oh, we got away. Oh, thank you. We got away. And then they're like, someone's asking, they're like, what was your experience in the war like? He's like, well, we got into some weird stuff, following orders. And then he's like, but that Hitler man, very weird guy. They're like, well, what do you mean? He liked getting pissed on. They're like, wow. And he's the guy's like writing this down. He's like, oh my God, that's crazy. Hitler liked to get pissed on. And he's just taking the word from one fucking guy. They write it down. This guy gets captured later. They're like, tell us what you know. Tell us what you know. Where are the other Nazis? It's like 1955 at this point. And the guy's like, I don't know. I don't know. I just know Hitler likes to get peed on. Oh, that's pretty interesting. The CIA is just like, This is information we can use. Do you have any information to back this up? No. Okay. We'll just take your word for it. Like, I don't get how the information gets, like, verified. Doesn't make a shred of sense. And I'm not making a shred of sense. We have 9 minutes left. I don't care. I'm ending it now. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the show. I'm going to go eat lasagna. You want to go eat lasagna?
Yeah, let's go eat lasagna.
We're going to go eat lasagna. I'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, I don't know. Go watch the Star Wars show. First episode was out today, which is May the 4th, although this comes out tomorrow, May the 5th, whatever. Go listen to it. Blah, 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 blah. What the heck? Something, something, something. I love you guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye.